I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. New evidence suggests the disgraced energy company Enron was scheming to drive up the cost of power years before the big West Coast energy crisis of 2000 and 2001. Utility officials say the firm was faking shortages that led to rolling blackouts across California and neighboring states. The crisis inflated prices and allegedly helped Enron profit by at least $1.6 billion. Bob Moon joins us from the Marketplace News Bureau in New York. Bob, why are we just learning about this now, 4 or 5 years after the fact?
Well, for many months now, a small utility north of Seattle has been slowly digging through the evidence. It's been transcribing thousands of hours of phone conversations involving Enron traders. Enron is suing the Snohomish County Public Utilities District for $122 million that Enron claims it's owed. The utility is trying to make the case that the contract should be declared fraudulent because of Enron's manipulation.
And in these tapes and documents, what are we discovering about Enron's involvement in the power crisis on the West Coast?
Well, here's one of the examples the utility just released. This was recorded back on January 16, 2001. Now, that was the day before rolling blackouts hit an estimated 1 million customers in California. The utility says these are the voices of an Enron worker and a worker at a power plant in Las Vegas, allegedly conspiring to take the plant offline.
All right, shoot. I've got pen and paper.
All right, man. This is going to be a word of mouth kind of thing.
Okay.
Tonight.
Right.
We want you guys to get a little creative.
Okay.
And come up with a reason to go down.
Okay.
Anything you want to do over there? Anything like that?
Yeah. There's some stuff that we could be doing tonight.
The plant worker and the Enron worker agree they'll do some maintenance on a switch to shut the plant down.
So you're checking a switch on the steam turbine.
Yeah, and whatever adjustment he makes today, tonight is probably not going to work, so we're probably going to have to check it tomorrow afternoon again.
I think that's a good plan, Rich.
All right.
I knew I could count on you.
No problem.
And the utility says that plant did go offline, compounding the region's energy crisis.
Bob, that is really powerful tape. Tell me, this is a local investigation up in Washington State. Is the federal government looking into this as well?
Well, officials at this utility in Snohomish County have been pressuring the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission to take over the search through this evidence. A spokesman for the FERC told the Associated Press the utility only knew the Enron tapes existed because of the federal agency's ongoing proceedings against the company. And here's a quote from that spokesman. "We understand the desire to take Enron out and hang them from the nearest tree. That's Western justice, after all, but the courts tend to like due process."
Well, okay. And what else coming up today, Bob?
Well, we'll be examining how India has begun flexing its economic and charitable muscles following the tsunamis.
Thank you, Bob Moon of Marketplace from American Public Media.